Phoenix Audio presents.
Kowloon Tong, The Last Days of Hong Kong, by Paul Theroux. Masu Pao Moshu Tu. The horses will continue running, the dancing will continue. Deng Xiuping's pledge in Cantonese to Hong Kong. Some days Hong Kong seemed no different from the London suburb she had lived in before the war. Today, for example. The cold early morning with fragments of fog at the windows, she was back in Balham. The gray sky was falling in big, soft wisps of tumbled stuffing, like a cushion torn open, but not one of those stinky, straw-filled Chinese cushions. When the wind gusted the drops of rain, as though flushed from just above her, they plopped harder on the roof, which was also the ceiling of the parlor at Albion Cottage. The sky, the roof, the ceiling, on a day like this, they were one thing. Betty Mullard sat in what she called the lounge, waiting for her son Bunt to come in to breakfast.
"Fancy that,"
she said softly to the plip-plop of the rain.
"Cheeky chunks."
And she went on thinking, Chinese relatives. What Chinese relatives? She had just put the phone down after speaking to Monty, who was Mr. Chuck's solicitor, and also hers, theirs, the firm's. Everyone trusted Monty. He was a Londoner, too, a lad.